The United Auto Workers Union has put forth a set of demands which include a four-day work week, double-digit wage increases, and a share of company profits. If a new agreement can't be reached by September 14th, the date the current contract expires, with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, auto workers say they plan to go on strike. The union's president has said the Big Three's combined profits of $21 billion in the first half of this year is evidence that rank-and-file workers deserve more. The U.S. auto industry, including foreign-owned companies with operations in the U.S., makes up about 3% of the country's total gross domestic product. Iris Betzer, San Francisco.